Rick Smith joining us at the NFL Scouting Combine. Rick, this is the first time you've been at the helm with the number one overall selection. How does that change things for you?
Well, you know, obviously it gives you an opportunity to A, take the best player on the board, or if you want to move back, obviously you can acquire different picks. But the other thing, Mark, is it really gives you that opportunity three different times. You get that opportunity on Thursday. You get to reset your board again on Friday, take the best player on the board. You get to do the same thing on Saturday as well. And so that's a very valuable place to be. And so, you know, we're still in the process of ranking and evaluating the board. This is obviously an important time, you know, this weekend here with these athletes here at the Combine. So there's a lot of information to continue to gather, but it's fun.
What's it been like for you working with Bill O'Brien throughout this process?
It's been fun. You know, Bill's smart. He is expressive. He has a very clear idea of what he's looking for. And so those elements make it easy for, you know, a partnership, you know, in terms of player, you know, evaluation, player acquisition. So it's been fun. He's a great guy to work with, and I'm enjoying getting to know him.
Rick, what is this draft class like for you? Let's talk about quarterbacks in general. How is the quarterback crop in 2014?
Yeah, Mark, I don't get into you know, public evaluations of the draft class. I don't ever like to compare one class to the next class. I don't like revealing a whole lot of what I think about, you know, individual position groups, because I think that's just a strategic thing that we like to keep in-house. But I will say this, I like this board. I like this draft class. It's deep at certain positions. You know, it's a good time to be in you know, in this position, and I think that, you know, I think that there's some players in this draft that can really help us.
Give me an example of a question you might ask in the interview room to a prospect.
Well, I mean, it varies. It depends on what the young man's history is, whether there's some things off the field or character-wise that we need to clear up, things that we've heard or information that we've gathered through the process that we need some clarity on. So it will range from that to his family background and history to, you know, to his football knowledge. And so we watch tape with these guys, and we do a lot of things with them to get a sense of who they are, not only as football players, but as men as well.
Well, how much does that weigh into your decision, personality, and how you get along at your first meeting? Because first impressions do count for something.
Well, they count, but this is just a piece of it. You know, obviously, you know, our scouts have been in and out of these schools and know these players, you know, fairly intimately. And so this is, in a lot of cases, my first, you know, introduction to them from a personal standpoint. I met quite a few of them at the various All-Star games that we attended. You know, had some interviews at both those places. And so now this opportunity during the pro days when we bring players in. So we'll get a chance over the next couple months to really get to know these young men. But that's a significant part of our evaluation process.
Rick Smith with us on Texans Radio. Tell me something about educating the coaches on the prospects, because they must have been coming in looking at the roster currently that the Texans have, 53-man, and the players on IR. So what is that process like as you get ready for the draft and also free agency coming up?
Well, they're different. They're different, and you've got to keep them independent, because the thing that you don't want to do is you never want to value any player in any one group or category relative to the other group. You've got to keep that independent. And so I think if you don't do that, then you run the risk of making mistakes. And particularly what I mean by that is if you value, for example, the draft class, and you have a position coach valuing a draft class based on his perceived need at his position group, he may overvalue his group. And so you don't want to do that. You know what I mean? So you evaluate your football team, which is what our coaches did when they first got in the building. We've got a good idea and understanding of what they think about our current group of players. Then you introduce them to the UFAs, the unrestricted free agents, that'll be free here in a couple weeks when the new league year starts. And so we've gotten their evaluations with respect to that. And then finally the draft class. And so now they're starting to dig into this group and starting to get to know that. We introduced them to the draft class last week, and they will continue, you know, to get to know this group as well.
All right, so what's next for you then? Free agency after this weekend becomes probably top on your agenda?
It does. You know, the continued draft process. I mean, there are obviously a bunch of pro days that start up in the month of March that we've got to attend. You know, then, you know, obviously free agency starts in the middle of March. And so, you know, we've got our players that are free. So there's a lot of meetings here at the Combine with agents that represent the players on our team. And then as the free agent process starts to open up, then you start to work that in conjunction with your draft prep and your draft evaluation.
Do pro days affect your board that much? Because if you have a lot of video on a guy in college, is it really going to change all that much?
No, it won't change that much, Mark. But what it does is it gives you a chance to really rank your board and value your board. I mean, the bulk of the evaluation has to be what the guy's playing personality is on film. That's the thing that we put the most value on. We want to know what kind of football player he is. Now, there's a bunch of ancillary things that go into that equation as well. His character, his history, his playing experience, all those other things that come into factor, what he did here at the combine, what he does on his pro day. So all of that's just additional information. But the bulk of the bulk of what the evaluation process is or where that real significant part of it is what he does on the field.
All right, one more for you. Later draft than usual, with May 8th being the start time, and you'll actually hit the field before the draft as a team, which is going to be kind of interesting.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and you've got to be able to adjust. We get a little bit of extra time because we've got a new head coach, and so that's part of the rules that the NFL allows us to do, and we're going to maximize that and take full advantage of that and make sure that we get every opportunity, you know, to work with our team and assess our team and to make sure that we know exactly what we have and to continue to get, you know, this thing turned around.
All right. And I lied about the one more. This is the one, Rick. So much focus on having the number one pick in the draft, but you know maybe as much or more than anybody how undrafted free agents and the entire body of personnel here or prospects can really affect how you're going to be as a team in the future.
Yeah, it's an exhaustive process. You've got to evaluate the group and the class all the way through. So the first question you ask is, how different is it having the number one pick? Well, it's not different. You still got to value every guy. You got to rank every guy because you're right. You know, at the end of the draft, there's this thing called college free agency, and you know, I think we've done a good job in the past. We're looking at every area of our process to make sure that we're doing everything that we can do to make sure that we have a good. All you're trying to do, I mean, this is such a subjective process. What you try to do is create a process and make sure that people understand their part in the process, and that just gives you a chance to be successful on draft day. But you've got to have some discipline in that whole lead up to it in order to have that chance.
All right, I know you have other people to see. We really appreciate the time, Rick. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.